Not to turn this into a vanity article, but my great-grandmother had senile dementia. She was always a bitch for an entire 93 years on this earth. But the dementia made it worse. She'd constantly complain and feign illness. I dreaded any contact with her, even so much as answering the phone. So I can kind of imagine what Malcolm may have gone through. He reportedly had to relearn many of AC/DC's most famous songs. My earliest exposure to AC/DC, being 31, I'm a little younger than the band's heyday. So I would say when they appeared as the musical guest on SNL in 2000, hosted by The Rock. Get it? They performed Stiff Upper Lip. And a song I had heard a snippet of in a TV ad for the local classic rock station. One of their most iconic tunes. You shook me all night long. Needless to say, they rocked. I became more acquainted over the years. VH1's Behind the Music, Back in Black on remastered CD, Family Jewels and Plug Me In on DVD, both of them being two disc sets, evenly divided between the Bon Scott and Brian Johnson eras. And little known fact, Dave Evans was the original lead singer. Okay, Black Ice. The last CD by any artist I added to my collection was Rock or Bust. Which sadly is the last AC/DC album, but not feature Malcolm, who did, however, contribute to the songwriting. He was replaced by nephew Stevie Young. By the way, Stevie's father is yet another Young brother, Stephen Crawford Young. There's 7 brothers total, with Angus being the youngest. Malcolm's death comes nearly a month after the death of their older brother, Easy Beats guitarist, songwriter, and AC/DC producer George Young. Without George, there really would be no AC/DC. Malcolm and Angus likely would have never picked up a Gretsch Firebird and a Gibson SG, respectively, and plugged them in the Marshalls. Those iconic, legendary riffs are Malcolm's. Malcolm Young.
Fire!
We salute you. This is PF Forever with Unnews.